At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino & Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino & Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Yeah, the league leaders of the going-ons of sports.
Yeah, if you want to know about the current going-ons, there's the current goings-ons.
Goings-ons.
You found the right show. You're at the right place. Yep. Covino and Rich broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And by the way, I saw my great friend, Wakil O'Neal, in the hallway, and he's ready to play some Shaq trivia, some NBA trivia later on. It's going to be an action-packed hour. Thank you for being our great friends. Let's rock out.
Now,
that's my great friend, Rich Davis, everybody.
I'm reading this article about Tom and Giselle. You might think, what is it, from 2 years ago? No, it's current day. Giselle, for the first time, addressed speculation that she cheated on Tom Brady.
Wasn't she dating Rex Kwando?
Yes, she was, yes.
Rex Kwando.
She denies
that was a ripoff.
Cheating on Tom, the power couple, stating that
bow to your sensei.
She was definitely not with the Rex Kwando guy.
No, but it was her the jiu-jitsu guy, right? The trainer guy.
She said, that is a lie. I would never cheat on Tommy. She reportedly began dating her jiu-jitsu trainer, Joaquin, in June of 2023, and Brady announced their divorce in October of 2022. But I don't know if anyone's ever been in a relationship before.
Timing is always suspect when you start doing the math on a lot of those things. You try to figure out, was there an overlap? But a lot of times, it may have been someone you knew, but you didn't get intimate and really get into the relationship until afterward, right? You
can think a lot of times people say, well, we knew each other, but nothing happened. And that's one big lie.
I mean, it could be.
It's you may have had an oopsie-daisy. We cheated and did something wrong.
It's a whoopsie-doodle.
Fast forward 6 months, someone's broken up or divorced, and it's like, oh, we were just friends back then. Friends? Bologna sandwiches, is what I say.
Ah, bologna. I mean, hey, you like to believe what you want to believe. Hey, whatever makes you sleep at night, right? Whatever makes it easier for you.
All it takes is two people to keep that lie going. This is not something done in public. What do I know?
I've been in these situations, but I'm saying, like, and I'm telling you, it doesn't matter to me. It's over. It's over, Johnny.
Like, how many times?
It's done. I don't need to know, like, the truth or what the timeline was. I went through a divorce, and everybody in the story moved on. But I don't need to know, like, the details, and that's kind of where we're going. Like, do you want to know the real reason why you were dumped? Do you want to know the truth? You can't handle the truth.
You might not be able to. If you got divorced or went through a breakup and you found out years later, like, yeah, she was sleeping with John from work for the final 4 months of your marriage. Do you want to know that?
It's not important. What do you gain from that?
Some people like to know.
I mean, I'm not one of those
guys.
They
like to torture themselves.
I just assume. You got to look at it this way, guys. I hate to give you the sad, sad truth. Here's the sad truth. Every woman, even if you're in the greatest relationship right now, every woman has what we call a DOD.
It's true.
It's a dong on deck. It doesn't mean that she's, you know, staring at the batter's box.
Wait, you can't say that? Wait, hold on.
What?
Do we just get dumped for saying that?
No. Oh. Well, anyway,
I got to take the FCC training
every
again.
Every woman has a guy on standby.
I was pretty certain that's okay. Danny G, what was wrong about that?
It doesn't matter. Every woman has a guy on standby. Yeah. You know, in the batter's box.
Keep my eye on you, you two.
I'm sorry. It doesn't matter.
Keep my ear on you.
If
you're on peak afternoon / early evening hours.
Fair. Yes. It doesn't matter if they're in a great relationship or not. There's always some dude on standby.
That is true.
So why not just assume the worst if you're the guy? It's not a big surprise. You don't need to know the details. And that's what we ask you on Fox Sports Radio. 877-99 on Fox.
In a long marriage, or especially a marriage where you have kids and everyone's busy, that's a different scenario. But if you're dating someone and people are going out with friends and happy hours and work and coworkers, when you're living that type of relationship, you better believe there's at least some guy kicking it to your girl. The same way there's probably some flirty girl at work that you know in the back of your mind, if I wanted to, I could probably ask her out, but I'm taking. I'm dating.
Yeah,
someone. Look,
things happen, man. Especially when good-looking people get together. I saw John Hamm and Jen Aniston on the morning show. I saw what happened there at the workplace, and everybody says you shouldn't, you couldn't, but they do. So, again, the question based on the Tom and Giselle situation and the timeline that people are demanding answers now. The public wants to know.
But do they want to know?
Do they want to know? And do you want to know the real reason? Like, all right, forget about infidelities. Let's just say you're a guy struggling in the game of love, the game of life. And let's say you don't know why you were ghosted. Do you want to know the real reason? Is because he has halitosis. Do you want to know it's because you have a bad breath issue? Do you want to know because she perceived you as soft? Like, do you want to know these things? Yeah. That's basically what it comes down to.
What if
perceived
like,
as soft?
What if she thinks he's nothing but a mama's boy? What if you hit her with one of her icks, as women say nowadays?
Right, do you want to know that?
What if all of a sudden you guys...
Because that could be useful information moving forward.
What if you hopped over a puddle and she's like, I don't like men that hop.
Well, that's what... Who said that? Ariana Grande, yeah. Right?
No, Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown
from Stranger Things said that it weirds her out when men do a little hop over something.
Yeah. So
hands out like this.
I think that's more useful. Like, I want to know it. Let's say I was striking out left and right. I'm trying to tie it into sports here. I was striking out. I'd want to know from women who really weren't that important and impactful all my life. Like, hey, I don't care that you moved on, but what was it? You think I'm a cheapskate? Bad breath? What was it? I want to know.
All the answers would hurt your feelings. It could be.
But you could use that to your advantage moving forward.
No, I'm saying, like,
it's the way you eat.
There's two ways to look at it. I don't want to know. The right woman will love me for who I am. Or you might say, I do want to know why all these women left me. But if the answers vary from you have bad breath, you couldn't deliver in the bedroom, you're a cheapskate.
Ooh, that's tough.
You, like, I hated your family, your friends stink.
Oh,
like,
those, yeah.
Do you want to hear that?
Yeah, ouch. You can't go. Well, those are things you can't change, right?
What if someone's like,
sorry, that's my mom. What do you want me to do? Well, that's the question we pose based on the Tom and Giselle drama. Do you want to know? But my point before Sam so rudely dumped me.
He had to.
Before he dumped me out is always assume the worst in those situations because women have options that guys will never have. Every woman always has options on standby. Always. I'm not saying they're cashing in on them.
That is
I'm
true.
I'm saying, but there's always a guy waiting.
There's always someone on the on-deck circle.
Always.
Waiting for that opportunity.
swinging the fungal bat.
Answer the question yourself, everybody. Would you want to know? You might be married now. You might be in a happy relationship. But if you could go back, if someone said, I have here in this manila folder a file. You're like, ooh, what's the file? Here in this file is almost like an Uber review, a Yelp review of you from everyone you've ever dated.
I bet you some of them will be stupid. Like, what? I eat with my mouth full? Really? Like, that bothered you that much?
Maybe you're bothered by hearing it right now.
Yeah, but you'd make those adjustments.
Would you want to know, Danny? Danny, if I could give you a file of all the women you dated before you met your lovely Brenda, and it was, here's the reasons why it didn't work out with Danny in this folder. Would you want to open that folder?
I dumped those girls.
Oh, you, yeah?
No, Rich, I want to say that. I think on our show, we're self-aware enough to kind of be, let's go back to Covino's sports analogy, good enough batters to where we could watch our own videotape and see where our errors are. Yeah. I don't need anybody telling
me.
I've known where I've messed up here and there.
If you're a self-aware person, Danny G, I actually agree with you. I think all of us are self-aware enough to know our flaws, and
if I was critical, or if I was a jerk, or if I wasn't maybe sensitive in my early 20s, I know a lot of them, but I think every guy does have one or two women they've dated where it's like...
Danny G nailed it. You nailed it. And here's why. I don't need to open this mystery envelope to find out that she left me because I'm self-centered. I know that. And I understand the next guy made his whole life about her and she loved it. And I was not that guy because I was all about me and I'm a big jerk. I know all those things, right? So why would I need to read that? And why would I need the proof? Why does Tom Brady need the proof that Giselle was cheating on him?
Yeah, and that's not the woman for you. If she can't take you for you, can't handle you, then that you're in the right to move on.
To answer the question, Rich, I would not want to know, even though some of these things could be useful.
Do you think you'd get a laugh out of it, or do you think it would hurt your feelings years later? Like, what if they were silly things? What if it was
like things that weren't true? Like, oh, really? Like, I just never felt you loved me, and you're like,
but I did.
But I did. Huh.
But would it annoy you? Let's say I opened the file and was like, he thought people cared about his softball league.
He always talked about softball.
Or like he was way too passionate about the Raiders. Like would you want to read that?
They're dumb reasons. I mean, if I heard something like that, I'd be like, well, good. I'm glad it didn't work out with her.
I always felt second to the Raiders. I always felt second to Kobe and the Lakers.
It needs to be a really good reason, Rich, for you to even pay attention feedback.
All right, give me a little flip and a reverse, and then we'll take some feedback and move on. Based off of Giselle saying, I want this to go away. I didn't cheat on Tom Brady. I did not cheat on Tommy. Leave me alone. She's like, I don't want a high-profile life. I'm a retired model. My ex-husband's Tom Brady. She's telling everyone, leave her alone. I didn't cheat on Tom, but we ask you the question, would you want to know if you were cheated on, and would you want to know why you got dumped? Because those are two different questions. Like, if I told you, Covino, one of your exes cheated on you, one that you would never have thought would have.
I wouldn't want to know that. Why? I'm fine not knowing that. I would not need to know that. Not Mark Anthony. Not Mark Anthony.
You don't need to know.
Yeah, no, because if I have this impression that, she was such a good person, let it be. Leave well enough alone. I don't need to know that stuff, but some people want to, and I'm not one of them, and neither is Tom. It seems like Tom Brady and Giselle are living by the, hey, that's not important right now.
Let me ask
Giselle standing her ground of there was no overlap in their relationship.
Now, a lot of times you see this on The Bachelor, and you could say, lame tie-in, Rich, but The Bachelor finale was last night, so give me a little grace. A lot of times, Danny G, what do the girls say on The Bachelor? What? Like, what could I have done different? What's wrong with me?
I thought you were my person.
Like, what? Do you, if a girl came up to you from your past, blindly hit you up, you're sitting with Brenda and your baby having a chicken sandwich tonight, and some girl was like, Danny, we dated 5 years ago. Tell me the truth. Why did you leave me? And you know the answer. Do you still be like, I don't know, it just didn't work out? Would you ever want to tell someone the truth?
Nah, I would stay away from it.
I got asked by a girl once, can you tell me, like, where do things go wrong?
Oh,
and I didn't have the heart to say.
Oh, no.
Don't worry. It's not dirty. Don't.
Yeah, be careful.
Take your finger on the dump button's fine, Sam. It's okay. It's so vain and so ridiculous. But she had ridiculously hairy arms.
And, oh my goodness!
And I just
who are you, Eddie Murphy?
I couldn't.
The boomerang.
I couldn't. Danny, she was wearing like a sweater.
What are you dating, Sasquatch?
She was wearing a sweater, and then she took off her shirt and was still wearing a sweater. No.
Oh
and
my
I,
god!
I was. I just didn't have the heart to be like, well, you, I mean, I didn't. You were very sweet, but I don't have the heart to love you. All right, let's go to Mike in North Carolina. Mike, you're out with Covino and Rich. A la Giselle and Tom, do you want to know? What's up, buddy?
What's up, CNR?
Hey,
man.
Y'all are the best, man.
Thank you.
Trying. Having fun today.
The whole thing with Giselle and the goat, man, is it's like anything else. It's money. Like it's like a cushion. So a divorce for people like that, it's not like normal people like me, you know, because they're like, dude, you wake up the next day and you're like, yeah, I got divorced, but I got $1 billion.
Yeah, you know, as Chris Rock said, rich people get divorced. You take half of a lot. You know, someone that's broke, I'm not living in my mom's basement because you ain't in love.
Yeah.
So it is different.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you. 877-99 on Fox. And you could chime in at Covino and Rich. Again, just basing this off of the Brady Giselle drama and gossip today.
Hank.
What
in
up,
Virginia?
Hank?
What's up, Hank?
Gentlemen, let me come at you guys from another perspective because I wasn't the guy that got cheated on. I was the guy doing the cheating with.
Oh, so you were the other guy.
Man,
okay.
I was like, look, I live in Virginia, and she lived in Florida, and I mean, this junk went on for like 2.5 years, man. We had gone to high school together and kind of, you know, we knew each other, but she was a year older. And, you know, the older girls don't date the younger boys, but, yeah. You know, I was in my early 50s, man, and I was like, you know what, who cares, you know, and went for it. So to be honest with you, with all the junk and all the good times we had, he don't want to know.
Exactly. What is that other guy going to benefit from knowing that information? Nothing. Yo, nothing. He's just going to
hide your women from
the wound. He's
hide your women from
on.
Hank, everybody.
Yeah.
Hide your women from Hank.
I've always said that. Hey, thank you, Hank.
Bruno in Brooklyn. What's up, Bruno?
CNR, guys. Another great show. Hey, I want to know, and the only reason, let me just qualify this. How long have you been together, number one, all right? If it's somebody you've been dating for 2 months, it doesn't matter. If it's somebody I've been into with for any distance, I mean, I didn't get married till I was 40, so I dated pretty heavy for a long time. But if it's something I think and I can better my game with, it's nothing superficial like, you know, I don't like the way you park your car or whatever. But if it's something substantial, like they think you're cheap or something like that, I mean, you know, that kind of thing can play down the road on you in terms of how your next role goes. You know what I mean?
So yeah, that's the flip side. That's the benefit. So, yeah, you lean towards you want to know those things.
You know,
I could see that. But again, I feel like I'm so aware of my flaws. Believe me, they've been pointed out over and over again throughout my life.
And sometimes
I'm very familiar with them.
Sometimes if you find out why it didn't work out, your answer, you might be like, good, I dodged a bullet. If that's why, because I remember our buddy Spot, who was sick today, our video guy, doing videos from home today.
My great friend Spot.
My good buddy Spot. He went on a date once with some girl. He wasn't even really into her, but she was like, never called them back. And we found out through a mutual person, she didn't like that he took her to a sports bar for a drink on their first date. And I was like, you dodged a bullet. If that girl wasn't okay with getting a drink at an Irish pub in New York City, you dodged a bullet.
I'm going to give you a stat that I just made up right now.
Imagine that dating a girl that was not okay with
it's
a sports
like
bar?
The anti-Cheesecake Factory girls.
Yeah.
That went viral, remember?
Yeah. I think 20% of the time, and I'm making this up.
I love it. Okay.
20% of the time, it has to do with some weird flaw of yours, right? He's cheap. He stinks. You know, he talks about himself. I don't know. There's something about you. 20% of the time, it's that. 80% of the time, it's another dude. It's someone else, and that's it. I've been ghosted before, and I was like, I want to know. You know how I found out? I went to social media, and she was with another dude, and I got my answer.
Yeah,
that was it.
It's nothing you did. It's just she liked another dude more.
That's it.
But
that's
what if it is something super correctable?
And by the way, that's no knock on you. That just means that she vibed with that dude differently. It's like they said on the Bachelor finale yesterday. It's not necessarily a competition. It's just who's vibing together more than the other.
I mean, it's the truth, right? I mean, what if it is something correctable, though? Do you tell the person, like, or do you just say, what if it's something as simple as a woman saying, the guy's just not really groomed. He has, like, hair in his ears and nose. And, like, is that something the woman could be like, listen, this will benefit you greatly moving forward. Clean up a little bit.
on her way out. She lets him know. It's kind of cold-blooded. So we'll take your feedback.
That's why dating and everything, then life is tricky, right?
The question is, Fox Sports Radio Nation, based on Tom and Giselle, do you want to know why you were dumped? And you can hit us up at Covino and Rich, at Fox Sports Radio. But we want your phone calls now because we want you to play Shaq Diesel NBA Trivia.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do that. We're going to do that coming up next. So if you want in, you want to win a Swiggy, you want to play some trivia with Shaquille O'Neal.
877-99 on Fox. Let's go.
All right. Well, what if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, not a person. Not a website, but a person in your community that would actually help for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals. That's exactly what you'll get.
Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. So go to expresspros.com, expresspros.com, find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started.
With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator, customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take that next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment.
Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go at it alone in your job search. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Who needs to know? Not me. I'm Stephen Anthony.
Not Mark Anthony.
Not Mark Anthony. I'm the other Stephen A. Stephen A. Covino. Live from the TireRack.com studios, Covino and Rich. And the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings and get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Morgan H. What up, Morgan? Morgan H. is currently in first place with an impressive 55 points out of a possible 64. But four listeners are right behind Morgan with 54 points. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply, and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay.
Hey, how we doing, Danny? Did you check on our show?
How you doing? I haven't checked yet.
Before the end of the show, let's check. I didn't want to check yet because I feel like
Spot was doing well.
I feel like some of my Sweet 16, a lot of it's still intact.
No, Spot's not doing well.
I thought he was.
He was listed in the email as his national champion is out.
He was bragging about it the other day.
Well, maybe that's why he's not here today.
Yeah. You know what? It changes quickly, though. Yeah.
That's what happens. One seed or two seed leaves, screws a lot of people.
Exactly. So.
We shall see. But you know what? Let's take one more quick phone call about this Giselle and Tom thing, and then we'll play a game. Little Shaq Diesel trivia.
Again, there's discrepancy on the overlapping of the jiu-jitsu instructor and whether or not she was cheating on Tom.
Yeah, and then it poses the question, if you were cheated on, do you want to know? When someone dumps you, do you want to know why? If someone cheated on you years ago, if they have some like, I'm going to just be honest and tell you, do you even want to care? Let's go to Sean in Sacramento. What's up, Sean?
Yo, my fellow Graduate Hotel alumni, how y'all living?
What's
today,
up, buddy?
What
hey, up, Sean, how are you, man?
Oh, man, I'm better for hearing this topic. And you know what, man? In most cases, I wouldn't want to know. Just like Joe in 1997.
I want to know.
You got to do like David Fizdale, man. You need it for data, Covino. You want to know whether or not all those weird feelings at nighttime when she was hanging out with her quote-unquote guy friends, if those were legit just hangouts or if she was back there doing some other stuff behind your back. And on the other hand, you know, if I was wrong and there were things that I could improve in my life, like I've done now with my current wife, I need to know that too. Not all the things that you carry into a relationship are good things, and yep. I'm all about being yourself, but sometimes you got to improve yourself.
And I want to know. I disagree, and that was really well said, Sean. Yeah. I always appreciate your feedback and your phone calls, 877-99 on Fox, but just assume the worst, because guess what? She didn't choose you. It didn't work out. So something,
take that for data.
Yeah, something was not stirring the Kool-Aid.
All right, it's game time. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Whenever we say not to name drop, that means we're about to name drop.
I'll name drop.
Oh my goodness.
Not only are CNR friends with Tyson and Mahomes.
Hey man.
They're also buddies with the Big Aristotle.
Shut up! Hey, what's up? It's Big Shaq Diesel, a.k.a. Shaq Fu, a.k.a. Shaq Daddy, a.k.a. the Big Aristotle. Guess what? It's time to win some CNR prizes.
Time for some basketball trivia.
Shaq Diesel basketball trivia.
What he said.
I used to break bad boys, now I'm breaking records for FSR Radio.
Shaq Diesel, basketball trivia.
Yeah, welcome in to a Tuesday with CNR.
Hey, sorry, I was running late. I was getting a pedicure. You guys get pedicures?
Of course. Once in a while, Shaq.
Security just walked Big Shaq Fu into our main studio.
You want to see my feet?
Shaq, how do they fit your feet in that little tub at the pedicure
place?
I'll
tell you what. I make them fit, and I tip real high. I pay $1,000 because I got stinky feet. I know this. You got to be self-aware. True story, by the way. Buddy. Pay $1,000 every time we get a pedicure. Every time, because I know they deal with a lot.
All right, let's meet the contestants. 21-time winner Rich Davis.
Yo!
15-time champ Dan Beyer.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Dan?
And looking to win a CNR stainless steel swiggy on our studio lines. Beyer, I'll use you for this. Pick a line 2 through 6.
2.
2. That is Melissa in Illinois.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, how much you tip for a pedicure?
Well, in Illinois, it's about anywhere from $30
to $70. I pay $1,000 every time.
$1,000.
Look it up.
Melissa, what do you do for a living there in Illinois?
I'm actually going to school to be a counselor.
Oh, very cool.
Nice.
All right, cool.
Nice to meet you.
Here are the rules for Shaq Diesel Trivia. The first contestant with two correct answers is the champ. If there's a tie, we have a tiebreaker question. Your name is your buzzer, but you do have to wait until all three possible answers are read. If there's two wrong answers in a row, we move on to the next question. Are you ready? Let's get it on.
Let's go.
All right.
Round one.
Let this game go underway. My guy, Kyrie has quite the left hook shot. Which country was Kyrie Irving born in? A, Germany, B, Australia, or C, France?
Dan.
Beyer.
Down under, B, Australia.
Yes, sir.
DB with a quickie.
His father played basketball there. and Kyrie has dual citizenship. Fun fact.
Yeah, I'll be the translator. Kyrie's dad played basketball there.
That's what I said.
And Kyrie has dual citizenship. All right, Beyer on the board right away as we go to round two.
Round two. Who is the first winner of the Most Improved Player of the Year award? A. Alvin Robertson, B. Ricky Pierce, or C. Roy Tarpley?
Do I just say it if I want to say it?
Yeah, Melissa,
you
got to
say your name. Yeah.
Melissa.
Say your name. Say your name. Say Melissa to buzz in.
Melissa.
There you go.
Yes. Roy Tarpley, you think?
Yes.
No.
Ah!
Again, sorry. Who was the first winner of the Most Improved Player of the Year award?
Rich.
Rich.
B.
Ricky Pierce. No.
Shut up.
Yeah, the answer is Alvin Robertson. Drafted by the Spurs in 84, he won the Most Improved and Defensive Player of the Year in 86.
Thanks, Shaq.
You want to know why? Because Ricky Pierce was always good. Former Milwaukee Buck.
So was Alvin Robertson. Yeah, Robertson went on to play for the Bucks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, we move on to round three. Beyer's the only one on the board.
Round three. Prior to his tenure as NBA commissioner starting in 1984, what did David Stern specialize in? A, estate planning, B, labor law, or C, sports law?
Melissa.
Melissa.
Labor.
No.
Oh. I'll take a guess at this one.
All right,
TV.
Rich for the steal.
I'll go sports law.
Yes.
All right, there we go.
Good guess. I didn't want to go with more obvious.
I know. Melissa, I'm pulling for you.
Yeah. Still love you, Melissa.
Beyer and Rich, both on the board as we move to round four.
All right, let's see. I think Melissa got this one. All right, I love mascots. That's it. I just want you to know that. I love mascots. The horse for the Dallas Mavericks answers to which name? The horse for the Dallas Mavericks answers to which name? A, Champ, B, Rick, or C, Victory?
Melissa.
Melissa.
The first one.
A, Champ, yes.
I was sending vibes. I was sending vibes.
Beyer, Rich, wow, and Melissa all on the board as we move to round five.
Wow, this is heated.
Round five.
Black Diesel trivia. All right, round five. Who did I tell the media I molded my game after? Was it A, Patrick Ewing, B, Moses Malone, or C, everybody?
Melissa.
Melissa for the win.
The second one.
Moses Malone. No.
Melissa.
Dan.
Dan.
I'm going to say C, everybody.
Yes.
I should say everybody.
That's a good song.
Yeah. Why did you say that, Shaq?
I said that because the student must kill the master to become the master. That's right. The student must kill the master to become the master. Remember that.
Melissa.
Get your feet pedicured, everybody.
I'm glad you at least won one of the rounds, and thank you for playing.
Have a good one.
Appreciate you listening in Illinois.
And by the way, Shaq, happy belated birthday.
Hey, thank you very much. Hey, thank you, Melissa. I love you. Thank you, guys. Hey, Dan Barr,
she's a stalker. She knows your birthday, Shaq.
Look at that. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Bye.
It's
see you next
March
week.
It's March 6th, by the way.
Yeah.
Man, it's a couple weeks.
Hey, where's my Swiggy?
Hey, I just saw Whack Diesel in the hallway.
By the way.
My great friend.
Thank you, Camino. You know, it's funny.
Look at that.
Shaq talking about his feet. That's a true story. I just looked it up. How much does Shaq pay for a pedicure?
What do you think? He's making stuff up, this guy?
But it says Shaq admits he has ugly, stinky feet and pays
$1,000. He knows how bad his feet stink, so he pays him $1,000 tip every time. Every time.
Story of my life, buddy.
Yeah. So, hey, take care of the people that are touching those nasty-ass Cheetos.
You ever get a pedicure with your wife or your girlfriend?
Maybe like once in my life, bro. Once in my life.
They take that cheese grater to your heel. Makes you feel like the most disgusting human in the world. Like, I think I just lost 5 pounds in feet.
There's no way DB has gotten a pedicure.
You're right about that.
I knew it. Well, Dan Beyer, you've ever got a pedicure or went to Hibachi?
No, never.
Our super date keeps getting better. Our super date is going to be awesome.
My wife hates my heels, like with a passion.
Hold
and
on.
So,
Dan Beyer, yeah. I want to hear about your crusty heels, but we do have the super date all planned out. Ready? Okay. We're getting a pedicure.
Okay.
We're eating Hibachi. Yeah. And then we're watching Rocky.
I knew it.
And then Dan's going to want to marry us.
Hey,
Dan, your wife.
Can I be honest?
Your wife doesn't like your heel.
Yeah, well, because they're dried out.
Let me tell you.
Listen,
it takes a real man to tell you this. You go get a pedicure. They do use this cheese grater thing, and then they put lotions on. Your foot will feel smooth. You probably have a hard heel right now. I don't blame your wife. Under the bed sheet, your wife's probably
guys,
like, get your feet away from me.
I have the pedig at home. Same thing, but there's an item called the pet egg because
you got to make use of it.
Yeah, got to do it.
Yeah, I think you need the cheese grater.
You got to make it's some parmesan.
It's the same thing. Yeah, it is.
By the way, on a side note, can you imagine the woman that has to work on Shaq's feet? That's a big job.
Picture that foot, damn.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, is it by like square inch? Is that why it's 1,000?
No.
That thing's enormous.
That's crazy.
Oy.
So that's a true story. And I do want to thank Melissa. She played a strong game there. I thought she had it at the end. But thank you, Melissa. Thanks for playing along. Thanks for loving Shaq Diesel.
Just out of pure curiosity, yeah. Iowa Sam or Danny G, you ever get a pedicure?
I have one time. But I will say that walking on a beach is a great way to sort of
keep
your
honestly?
Feet. You know, not super crusty and gross.
Yeah.
Danny just walk on the beach.
You go to SeaWorld, when you first walk in, they have those little fish where they eat the flesh off of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. One time, and it tickled too much. I was like, stop grabbing underneath my foot. Yeah. Too sensitive.
People might not know what you're talking about. They actually have fish that eat the dead skin off your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just nibble at you.
That's wild.
I'd rather do that.
Well, thank you, Melissa. Thank you, and congrats, Dan Byer.
All right, DB, let's get an update, buddy. What's up?
This may be too TMI, but, you know, the nails on a chalkboard thing, the thing that makes you just go, can't. Yeah. Mine is the toenail clipper sound. I cannot stand it. I cannot stand it. It's the worst. By the way, your alma mater's in the news, Rich.
What did Syracuse do now?
A former basketball player apparently is Diddy's drug mule.
This is really weird.
Yes,
really weird
TMZ reporting that Brendan Paul, who was arrested on the alleged drug charges yesterday, once suited up for Jim Boeheim's Syracuse Orange. Wow. In fact, he was teammates with Buddy Boeheim in high school, then went to Syracuse, was a reserve. Now dealing with a much bigger game and much bigger problems than making the NCAA tournament.
Damn.
Yes.
Dude, such weird stories are developing as a result of all this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. How about this? University of Utah has filed a police report in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, after the women's basketball team cheerleaders and band claimed they were victims of hate crimes by strangers who allegedly yelled racial slurs at them as they were in town for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, that's so sad.
Yeah, it's an awful story. The team had to switch hotels. They were eliminated in the tournament, but just an awful situation. But they have filed a police report with the local authorities. There. USC men's basketball coach Andy Enfield is considered a top candidate to be the new men's basketball coach at Syracuse. Richard Pitino, the head coach of the New Mexico Lobos, could be coaching where his dad once coached. Reports say he's a candidate for the vacancy at Louisville. Washington State AD Pat Chung leaving to be the new athletic director at Washington. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. New kickoff rules in the NFL will be in place in the 2024 season. Hall of Fame game will feature the Texans and Bears in Canton on August 1st. The NFL will play two games on Christmas Day. The trade deadline's also been pushed back to week 9 or after week 9. Steelers sign running back Cordarrelle Patterson, and the Cowboys aren't going to do anything with Dak's contract for the 2024 season, likely headed for free agency after that. Heat without Jimmy Butler, Kevin Love, Tyler Hero, and Duncan Robinson tonight against the Warriors. LeBron won't play for the Lakers against the Bucks. Giannis will. Guys, back to you.
Hey, thanks, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
Man, so Syracuse in the news a few times over there. And by the way, they talk about this dude, the mule. He's Diddy's mule.
What was that football movie where a mule kicked field goals? Do you remember that?
It was like a
Disney Sunday night movie.
That seems to me like you picture this guy like, oh, he's Diddy's mule. Like, I don't know. To me, I picture some dude that looks kind of hard. This Paul character looks like a weenie.
How do you go from playing basketball for Syracuse to becoming some high-profile celebrity's drug mule?
Apparently, this story goes so deep. They're tying it into so many different things.
There's so many conspiracies about it.
Like, so many alleged stories. They're tying the Diddy stuff to the early rap game of Tupac and Biggie. You know, and I even heard Michael Jackson tie-ins. Yeah, there's, like, lots of rumors, so I don't want to spread them, but... That Syracuse Paul story seems to be legit because they arrested that kid.
He does seem like a weak version of like a Forrest Gump, right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you go from playing college hoops at Syracuse to being Diddy's drug mule? By the way, that movie is Gus. A field goal kicking mule.
Oh, thanks, Rich, because I was on the edge of my seat hoping.
Yeah, I was about to go
answer.
Find that.
You didn't watch that on a Sunday night after Flight of the Navigator?
Can we watch that after Rocky?
Yes! Thank you, DB.
And then Herbie Love Bug.
You know what? And then the Blob. It'll be an adventure.
Oh, I can't wait.
I love the Blob.
We have more CNR next right here on Fox Sports Radio. Hang tight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Metallica. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I saw a meme that said, James Hetfield would be the greatest dad ever. He must be the greatest dad ever because he never says no. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Dad.
That's a dad joke.
Can I get... It's an awesome
great
joke.
Great dad joke.
You're going to repeat this one. I know you are,
oh,
Sam.
Absolutely.
Say it all you want. Dad, can I get like $500 to go over Billy's house? Ooh, yeah. Covino and
great
Rich.
Great dad.
Great dads. Living the dad life. Anyway, Steve Covino, Rich Davis. We got Danny G, Iowa Sam, and Dan Beyer. And we're live from the TireRack.com studio. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries, and job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out ExpressPros.com. Find your location at ExpressPros.com.
And just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up those sneakers, make the winning play, by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today.
I make things out of clay. I just may. By the way, speaking of which, Happy Gilmore.
So hot.
Happy Gilmore Part 2. We talked about the other day in the works. You saw Christopher McDonald said, no way is this going to beat me in a sequel. He posted a picture of Sandler in like sloppy sweatpants.
Is that real?
Yeah.
I did see that. I don't know. Look, I don't know what's real or what's fake, especially with the news this week. Crazy week. It's been a fun and crazy show. I want to thank you guys for hanging out, putting up with us and our great friend Pete Rose. And Rich, just a quick reminder, tomorrow, it's Wednesday already, yeah. Midweek. Actually, a few reminders if you don't mind, okay? Look out for our bonus podcast, Overpromised, on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page. It's free. Send it to some friends. Watch what you hear. Check it out. Overpromised with Covino and Rich because... Well, we overpromise things we never get to here on the show because you run out of time. And, of course, this weekend, we're heading to Vegas for that Fedora-Tim Zoo fight. And Rolly Romero's fighting Pitbull. It's an Amazon Prime fight. So PBC on Amazon Prime. And we'll be out there bringing all the fun to you from Vegas this weekend on Fox Sports Radio. Listen out live on Friday. And tomorrow, midweek major. All your biggest headlines in the world of sports and pop culture. Are they midweek or major? Thanks again. We appreciate you.
I know we're doing a quick trip to Vegas for those fights that are going to be now on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's also, as Danny said, corresponding with some March Madness action and baseball opening day.
Oh, man. Yeah. Awesome.
So if you're if you want to, you know, put so a couple
gonna,
bucks on some
legally
fun.
Legally gamble is what
yeah,
you're going to do.
Yeah. No Ohtani style.
Right. Legally gamble.
I mean, like, allegedly. The Yankees, we're going to get there Friday. On Friday, the Yankees are playing game two against the Astros in Houston with Rodon on the mound.
No, I'd bet against him. I don't trust that cat. Yeah, I don't trust him at all.
They're saying big things for this guy this year. Is this the comeback year? Is he settled in?
I'm not rooting against him, but I wouldn't bet on him. And I'm very pumped for Thursday. Baseball opening day. Our life changes. Something else to watch other than the Borchler. Other than The Bachelor and all this other nonsense, baseball begins. Very pumped about that. It's a good time. March Madness, baseball, NBA's heating up. And again, thank you for hanging out with us every day. Now, Rich, before we go, look, we're running out of time. Any thoughts on Jim Harbaugh's announcement today?
That he lives in a van down by the river?
He's living in an RV. We could talk about it tomorrow. But he said since leaving Michigan for the NFL, he's been living in an RV. And
well, listen,
nothing wrong with that.
There are some RVs now.
You think you'd be able to do that?
There are some RVs now that are nicer than some people's apartments. It's just
and
a surprise.
Living in a van down by the river.
It's just a surprise when you know this guy's got flow, that he's been living like that, minimal and simple. Like, could you live in a tiny home? I'm always intrigued by that when I see it.
Listen, I feel like the reason a lot of us want nice things, big things, is a lot of times because you want to make your wife happy and you want to provide a great life for your kids. Me as a human, single person, I'm pretty easy to please. Like, if you were to say...
You're a simple man?
I'm simple, Jack. I could live in a van with Jim Harbaugh for a month. You know? I really could.
His kids and family are not with him yet, we should point out. He said that they'll join him here in California right around training camp, and then they'll all move into a rental house.
When they'll move into some probably beachfront million-dollar
mansion.
I'd say
if you grew up, you know, camping and you have experience in this, that sounds like a lot of fun. We have friends that do this, and it feels to me sometimes like our buddy Keto 5-0.
Yeah.
Eric Reynolds. He just drives around his family. I feel like they're living life. And the joke's on us.
But Danny, think about it. A lot of times, don't you feel like you work hard to provide nice things for your wife and kids? And you, if it was just you, you're a bit simpler?
Yeah. You learn how to not spend a lot on yourself.
Yeah, I feel like as a dad and a husband, a lot of times you're always making sure everyone else is okay.
All right, well, maybe we'll discuss tomorrow.
Maybe we'll live in a van down by the river with Jim. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good one.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people,
It gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.